the thief is not completely comparatively calm. We see that the thief has a certain chumra that Tevin doesn't. Don't. Peir shechpeir shechim chayli korban afleid makrishin eitzei. Zeim lav chaylevad al shumet. Din meini makrishin zei. Hich korban atim abeid. Eidnam mechayli misi korban min makrishin. Vafleidech odi min makrishin mechayli korban. So what does it mean? Tima Beidi, Tima Beidi, that they cannot be Mechayel, a Korb, if the Piv is Mat. So that means the Piv is a Chumra that Eidim does not. Vizo is a Sugye, Severes, Gelishle, Peri Komole. The Peri Komole. Dim Forash Taime de Rabbonon, Dili Kamon, Domo, Yochal Tochei Levomo, Yochal Tochei Levomo, Mishim de Omer, Shim Odom Nemro Atzmei, Jesem Emeil, Ukach Piv Mechai Vikorben, Afilu Eidim Akrishin Eidim, Veidim Eidim Mechai Vikorben, Eidim Akrishin. So in other words, the Tehya says that they are two Lishenis. They are two Lishenis. In the Gemara, now they are two Lishenis in the Gemara. Now, one Moshe in the Gemara is that according to the Chachomim, so when the Piv is Makrish the Eidim, so then, he doesn't have to bring it home. Because it's a special Zeras HaKosuv. It's a special Zeras HaKosuv. That, Ligabi Korban, that he is Nemo. Even as against Eid. Special Zeras HaKosuv, because of Vehoida Eilot. Um Vizvada Shechoto. So in other words, so that he is Nemo, now Atzme Yeisem Kufay. It's a special Zeras HaKosuv. That's one of them. The other lashon is because he can say, the other lashon is because he can say, how to shave each element. So Tesis explains it. What is how the Tesis explains it? In other words, not as Mikit. Mikit is not child to say Mikit, because Mikit is not made. So Tesis explains that second lashon, more intuitive. In other words, he can be Mitaras Dibur. He can be Mitaras Dibur. In other words, since, in other words, according to the other lashon, so you know, according to the first lashon, that all the memats may yisem may yindim. So then the halacha is that if Eidim say, "Ochal tochele," and he keeps on saying "lo yachalti" from the beginning to the end, he keeps on saying that "lo yachalti," the Eidim are lying. So he still never. We got the atzmi. We got it all. That's the first question. According to the second lashon. In the case where the Piv will say all the time that the Eidim are lying, so then he will have to bring the Korban, even according to the Chachomim. But when the Chachomim say, that Omule Shnai Lachal Tochele, Viyumel Lo Yachalti, so he's supposed to bring the Korban in case where at first when the Eidim say to him Lachal Tochele, Vishayi, He says, what a how? Doesn't say anything else. Then later on, when Bezdin keeps on asking questions, I mean, do you mean that the Eidim are lying? So he says, no, I don't mean that the Eidim are lying. I mean, when I said before, loya chalti, I meant, Lo yachalti shege galamein. So then he doesn't have to bring it home. But if, let's say, he'll say all the time, no, I mean lo yachalti neidim alayim, say mechaname, then the chachomim will be made that he has to bring it home. These are the two lashon. So Tesis says, Vizui tasuge, our gemore, the cause with the lashon, the first lashon, very complicated. The first time in the Rapporon, the Talmud of the Chalchel of the Chalchel, the bottom should never ask him to be, because it is a cause of the Svada, or any of the sort of never ask me, yes, say, me, me, yes, yes, we car, give me high with all my play, my Christian, they made me high with all my Christian, the leader of Christian, but according to the second loss, so the Chachomim are made that in case where the P says all the time, keeps on insisting, that lo yachalti leidim alayim, so then we'll have to bring it home. So when do the Chachom say, don't have to bring it home? If later on, He says, Lo Yachalti Sheyei Kalameis, even though the ordinary connotation of Lo Yachalti is not Lo Yachalti Sheyei Kalameis. When a person says Lo Yachalti, does it mean, how would the average listener interpret this expression, Lo Yachalti? He would interpret it, Lo Yachalti, that's all. The Eidim Alayim. But, see, so the halacha is, no. That he is never to be mitaris divrei, even though it's not, you know, in consonance with the plain meaning of the expression loyachalti. But if you keep on saying loyachalti, mamish loyachalti, and the idim alayim, so then he has to be wrong. So he says, you do not wish to force my rabbanim taras divrei. The divrei, rama loyachalti sheikol meizik, kumayr loshama loyachalti loybadak meizik. Here you go, you guys. I will hack the sheikim in them all. So the halakel gemore say this birche in kein chshive eid mepi shech gedvun kob ma pul makfishon vul im chayne zi kob im ma makfishon eid eid vos er apchia fil kabonon so why does the gemore have to say that chatchia can only accord with Rameya so we have to say that this gemore is in accordance with the first one chatchia ki Rameya svirale vin tema im kein neme kal vachem Rameya now if chatchia agrees with Rameya that ein dimar mechaye vikor even if the pib is makri so then neme kal vachem ad red meyer I me viru de mise lo yiviru de yishvu o hakao lo yiviru de yishvu o hakao so why can't Rebchie use the kal vachem in a different way yesh leim adik le mifra dimar le mise shecheinu ma shein yidinu me him gabi shvu elisha ma shekeifu le mifra kida amrino le kam. Now this is an example, I mean, you won't find that Rishenim should deduce the Kalochemia. But sometimes you'll find that Rishenim will ask Kikashe, why doesn't the Tane deduce this and this Kalochemia? But not that that Rishenim themselves should deduce it. Mayim Yotolim HaMizbali, Relishne Dodem Nemon Al-Atz Be'yesa Mikufeidi, Hayim Yotolim HaMizbali, so according to the Losh, that Odom Nemon Al-Atz Be'yesim Ke'ilim, and our Gemore is in accordance with that Losh. Hayim Yotzalayim al izvor of the Reb Meir kom. Kedish et Ferik Omro. Vilidoch lishme, tamay il nafshe kam. So in other words, according to the lotion that Odom Nemon or Atzme, Yitzvah Kavayi, so it's a special thing as a Kosovo. That Ligabi Korben, Ligabi Korben, so he is Nemo. So the Chachomim say that Ligabi Korben is a special thing as a Kosovo. That he is Nemo even in face of a contradiction by the Eid. So why do they have to say you mind your Salema made it easy? So then the Chachomim do say in the Mishnah, that's the Lashna Mishnah, Omgulay, mind your Salema made it easy. So then we have to say that the Chachomim say it, Lididoch. They say, Lididoch, in other words, they say as follows to Rameya. According to us, so there is a special because of course. But Lididoch, you don't agree with us that there is a special because of course what the Nemo Atzmei is in Kufaydi. But L'chol HaPochet, in the case where the Pid tries to explain his words, so you should agree with us that in such a case he should be Nemo. So Rabbeinu says, no, he's not even Nemo to twist the meaning of his own expression. Because the ordinary and plain meaning of the expression Lo Yachalti is Lo Yachalti. All right. The Lidlach Tamay Navjikam, daily for Shumayim Yotzalema, Shinem and Lo Yachalti, Migedi Boyoma Mizita Yisi, this is how Rashi explains it. Do Migedi Mokim Eidim, Alokelema, Afmashu Lo Yachalti Yochli Tarek Vorov, Lo Yachalti Shiri Kolamezi, ומיירד שומע לי חאלתי ביפוט קוי זיי חוי דייט דו זיי פיימע שמייד דו די סאבר רבון די מא שומע לי חאלתי קאך חוי דייט שלא חשיי קלמי און גמיי רב אויף שלב זיי פון מי די זיי מי קאך קום די הוכע רומע אומער גמיי מתחיל אומער מי די זיי שמעלי מו יודוני מקואיים אחינו אומער מי די זיי אינשן צוואג וואס צו טייס וועס איז מאטיק גענ פלאש how can we say the Chachomim say, you might know that some maybe should be Nemo. to say with the mikveh of meizidim, he should be able to say with a chalti klal. So it's a mikveh makom. Now, but that is not a very strong kashi against Rashi, because of course mikveh makom is way amulah. But here we have a special kashakos, and according to one version, so other nemal atz may yes some mikveh. So it's a special kashakos. So it's a special Geras HaKos that is Nemo. So Mimele, according to the second version, according to the second version of that say that Eino the Nemo Atzmei, but there is a Geras HaKosuf, Oyehida Eino. But the difference, Rashi holds the difference between the first version and the second version is this. According to the first Rosh Mikri says, the Geras HaKosuf Oyehida Eino implies the Odom Nemo Atzmei without me. On the second version, true, there is a Geras HaKosuf of Oyehida Eino that is Nemo even against David, but that itself is on the basis of me. The Geras HaKosuf itself of Oyehida Eino that is Nemo to contradict David is based upon me. So it's a special Geras HaKosuf that he is Nemo. Who is the Mige? So mainly cannot test the Big Mok and that's in Kolateri Kule, but here there is a special Geras HaKosuf. Alright, now it is just a Kashi. Viv Tema. The Heich Nemo. So, but one thing is clear from this Gemara. That if the Pif says, we're Chauti Shegi Tel Amazi, then he's certainly Nemo. Then he's certainly Nemo. But why should he be Nemo? Viv Tema, the Heich Nemo, Leima, Meizi to Yisi, ho eino do Meizi maat me hoshi. Ki di kohoma, bifiri kamadi sanedren, ga bifleime bivamu lefein. Yish leima, di nemo lifsi laat me, avul hoche uisi tshuwe, vin reiti loho bichul mazom. Now, so this is the kashe, from this gemore it appears, that in the case where he says, lo yochal di shei tel Meizi, so then everybody agrees that he is nemo, but there is a cloud in the Meisi Matzmei Roshe. So we see from Teisa, the Teisa Shita is that there is a cloud in Kol HaTere Kule, in the Meisi Matzmei Roshe. In other words, if a person says something, and that statement of his implies that he is a Roshe, so maybe we don't believe. So here too, why is in Emor when they didn't tell him how to chelet, and they say b'sheik, he says, well, how to sheik al amazi? How to sheik al amazi? There's a big difference between eating chelet b'sheik and eating chelet amazi. So maybe he makes himself the roshe, he should not be trusted. So Jesus says, in certain situations, so what is Emor? Even though he makes himself a Tirosh, where he has a good reason to mention to everybody his Rishis. His Rishis. In other words, according to Teisvei, there is a cloud, aim of the Mitzvah Tirosh. So why? I mean, what is it? The Torah doesn't say, I mean, such a thing, aim of the Mitzvah Tirosh. So the halacha of Eino the Meis Matzmei Roshi is an umden, according to it's an umden. That whenever a person says about himself that he did a Maisa Rishis, so it's a raya, there is a presumption that it's not true. It's not true. Because no person likes to make himself a Roshi. He doesn't want to do it. Now, but so he can ask. But the fact is, he does say he's a Roshi. So that's a raya that this stuff is not true. So when something is not true, so he can say everything. He can say, I killed a human being. If it's not true, he can say anything in the world. But when it is true, a person is psychologically inhibited in telling the truth about his own rishis. If it's not true, he can say all kinds of things about himself. But if it is true, he will be inhibited in saying it. So Mele, when he does say it, so he says, Aye, there is an ordinary check. Because had it been MS, he wouldn't say it.
Since he checked here, he can say it. Since he checked here. But why? Why? Since he checked here, he can say it. Because since he checked here, in other words, so he knows he checked here. So he feels that no one will believe him. After all, he himself knows that he checked here. So he feels that no one will believe him. But if objectively it is emet, so then he is inhibited in telling about his own mission. That stays a shita. Except in the case where he is he has a good reason now for this, where he's mechuyev to say it. So then he cannot say it's a raya that he check out. Because had it been emes, he wouldn't say it. No, al pedin, in such a case, if it is emes that he ate chayla the meiri, so he's not chayla mikom. So then if he'll bring mikom, we'll be even aveina, we'll bring chum azore. Suppose, all right, he was in Russia before, but suppose he does tshuve, he doesn't want to do any other aveiras. So in such a case there is no umde. But where there is no reason as to why the person, even if it's emes, should say it. So then there is an umde that whenever he says about himself, he might say this. So it's a rayeche. The Ramban here, and the same kash. He has the same kash. Why? How can he be nemon to say meitito yisi? But in the Meisvas Merosho. So what is the Raya that in the Meisvas Merosho? Because plain Revan let's say. So there we say, plain Revan let's say, so one Mandona says, plain Revan let's say, so who Bacham is talking to hurt? Because if Ruben says, if Ruben says that Shimei was he does not testify against himself in any way, because so he is not higher, but if Ruben says Shimon was Revea Mi, so together with somebody else, let's say if Levi will also testify that Shimon was Revea Ruben, so then they can be mechayev. They can be mechayev Shimon Nisi. Can be mechayev Shimon Nisi. So, but suppose that is if he says plainly Rivan Leitz. But if he says plainly Rivan Leitz, so Rav Yosef says, then he cannot be mitzure with Levi to be mechayev Shimon Nisi. Why? Because they know the mitzvah Mirosh. Because they know the mitzvah Mirosh. So in other words, So Rav Yisef says no, so he's Roshel, so he cannot. So Rabbi comes and says no, Palgino Dibur, Eino Domi Yisei Roshel, so Mele it's Palgino Dibur, so even by Tlena Rivan we're saying he's also who Be'achav is Tafel Eri. So the Pshat, so the Rambam says, the Aloche of Eino Domi Yisei Atzim Roshel only implies that when a person testifies against himself, so he does not become a Rosh. Because in order to pass someone as an Eidus, that in itself requires Eidus. Suppose one Korev will say about another Korev that he was Echon Yveil. One who is Echon Yveil and believes it is possible Eidus. But suppose one brother would testify about the other brother that he was Echon Yveile, so the other brother wouldn't become Posleides, because the Korev is Posleides. So just as the Korev cannot be Mechayev, someone Mise or Malkes, who is Agodes, so he cannot Pasel him Leides. Now, can one be Mechayev himself Mise if he says, I did an Averet for which I'm Chayev Mise? No, so Mele, if he says I'm a Roshe, he doesn't become Posleides. So he doesn't come us like this. So Rabbi says, plainly Rivan and Yerzeini, so Eino Domis Matzvi Roshe. He doesn't become Posleides on the basis of his own confession. So who Be'acham is Tafel Lehergei? Who Be'acham is Tafel Lehergei? So is it, but is the Kosher Aedes Ligabe wie sie kosher rede ist ligabe in Shimer, wie sie kosher rede ist ligabe Shimer, and we cannot say, but according to his own statement, he was involved in the Tavere. So, and the, according to him, he's a Roshe. So how can we accept the Haggadah that Shimon was Reveya, him, Reuven? Because according to Reuven's Haggadah, Reuven is a Roshe. So, and the only one who also testified the same thing that Shimon was Reveya, him, is Levi. So he's only Nidachot. So the answer is Balgina Dibure. So we split his Haggadah. He says, Plainly Rivalu Yerzeini, Reuven says Shimon Roba Yisir Yerzeini. So we split the Haggadah into two statements. First of all, he says Reuven Roba, and then he says Reuven says Ani Ani Ova. So now, Eino the Mitzvah of Roshe, he is not nemon to pastel himself like this through his own confession. So that part of the statement that Ani Ani Ova we reject. And the other part, Shimon who are Reveya, that we accept. So when do we say in the Mesas Miroshe, Ligabi pastling himself ladies? The pastling himself ladies. In other words, suppose we would say other Mesas Miroshe, then the halacha would be that when a person says about himself, he's a Roshe, he becomes proselytes. So then, Rabbi wouldn't say, plain Rivan Yatzeini. So who be acham is talking with her gate? Lahari de Shimon. He wouldn't say it. Because since Odom made him as Miroshi. Since Odom made him as Miroshi. So Mimela, that we believe that he is Roshi. So he's supposed to lay this. How can we be Mikabel, he's a God against Shimon? So Odom says, no. Ain't the Mesmas Roshe. The Mele, we say Balgina Dibur. So what does it mean, Ain't the Mesmas Roshe? Here, Reuven, when Reuven says, even though he's saying that he is a Roshe, so he's postulated, so we don't accept his own Haggadah against himself to puzzle himself later. Why? Because in order to puzzle someone later, that in itself requires Haggadah later. So just as a brother could not pass through his brother Leides when he says that he, let's say, he was Eichon Eveila, or he was Mechal Shabbos, Mechal Yomte. So in the same way, if someone says about himself, I was a Reveya, I was a Nirva Birotzen, or I was Eichon Eveila, or I was Mechal Shabbos, so he doesn't become Pasul Leides. Because to pass through someone Leides, that in itself requires a Haggadah of Eidim. And the Korev cannot pass through a Korev Leides. So the Baldomar himself cannot pass through himself through his own confession. So it's only where Eidus is required. It's, for example, to pass through someone later. That requires Eidus. So we say, if a person says, yeah, I am Roshe, he doesn't become proselytes later. Two other strangers have to say that he is Roshe. Masherin came, we got the Korb. So Hatol Medin, there is Exeres HaKosu. There's a Zakosu Viswada Shechoto. So that doesn't require Eidus Korban. So if a person comes and tells Bezdin, I ate Chela Mishayi, he has to bring a Korban. So there we don't require Eidus. So since we don't require Eidus, so Mele, he is Nemon to say that he did the Mais of Vishastu. That's the Ramban Steretz on the discussion. So we have a Machlikes between Tesis, a very basic Machlikes. Between Tesis and Ramban, as to the essence of the halacha of the mitzvah Roshe. According to the Ramban, there is no such halacha that when a person says about himself he did the ma'aser rishis, so we say checker. No, when a person says about himself he did the ma'aser rishis, we can believe him. It does not have to be checker. It can be eves. But when a person says about himself, I am an ichli veiles, he doesn't become postulated. Because to puzzle a person ladies, that itself requires trading. And the Baldovo is not an A against himself. Just as one cannot be Mechayev Misa himself when he says I was Mechal Shabbos. So he doesn't become a person cannot beat out Misa. So when he says, I am a Nir Babirotzen, he doesn't become the Apostle Ladies. So Mele, who be Acher, is Mitzvah Tilog. But with that become where it is not required. Because over there, there is a lot of his father Shechot. So Mele, when he says, it is also Nehemot. Even though, according to his own Haggadah, he is a Moshe, so he accepted that he is a Moshe. All right. Now, all right, we'll look here, because I have another one. Now, the Gemara said that Reb Chiya's Kal Vachomer is from Mapiv. Mapiv she mechai v'knas, or mechai v'shuah, Eidim shemachayim is a knas and mechayim she is a shuah. In other words, a piv is not as chomor as Eidim. Roraye, piv is incapable of being mechayim knas. Whereas Eidim is capable of mechayim knas. So that means Eidim is mochom. So piv, which is comparatively kal, is capable of imposing a shuah. So Eidim, which is relatively chomor, certainly should be capable of imposing a shuah. So then the Gemara asked, Mali Piv Shechem Mechai Likom, Tema Be'edim Shechem Mechai Mizikom. In other words, you cannot say that Piv is completely relatively kal, because in certain respects, Piv is more homo than Edim, in respect to Kom. So Dafke Piv is Mechai Likom, maybe not Mechai Likom. So the Gemara says, Reb Chiya holds like Reb Meir, because Reb Meir holds that Eidim Mechayim is called. So Meile, there is no Chumre that Piv has as against Eidim. Mashenke Lekon is a Rabbonon of Reb Meir, so Reb Chiya couldn't deduce this Kal Vachomer, because in order to deduce the Kal Vachomer, so it must be established that Piv is always relatively Kal. But according to Rabbonon of Reb Meir, so Piv is not in all respects relatively kal. In certain respect, Piv is relatively homo in regard to kol. But according to Reb Meir, the Tidim are also mechayev kol. So we have no showing. There isn't any aspect in which Piv is more chomor than Eidim. According to Rabbanan of Reb Meir, so there is an aspect in which Piv is more chomor than Eidim. That's what Gabi Kol. Some men couldn't learn it alachim. But according to Reb Meir, there is no aspect in which Piv is more chomor than Eidim. So that means that Piv is always relatively kal. So if Piv, which is always relatively kal, can be mechayev the Ishwe, so Eidim, which is relatively homo, certainly should be capable of being mechayev Ishwe. But then Adi Gemara has another kash. Elo Malik Piv, in other words, there is a Pirche. Even if we say that Reb Chiya holds like Reb Meir, that Eidim is mechayev Korban, so we can still find an aspect of Chumre that Piv has as against Eidim. אלא מהו פיו שכם מחי ויושום. So פיו is מחי ויושום. So, in other words, לגבי כפיר הסמומי. So the halacha is that if it's כפיר, במומי חברי, and then he's נשבע, so then, he is made that he was nishba sheker, so he has to pay keren chemish and osher. Now over there, so the Torah says that this chiyuv takes effect when he is made it. So we see that Piv has the chumre that it's mechayev osher. It's Mechayev Oshom together with Keren and Chemesh. Mali Pishach Mechayev Oshom. So Mimele, how can you assume that Piv is always a relatively kal, whereas
Eidim is relative to Chomor, we have one aspect in which Piv is more Chomor than Eidim. Piv is Mechayev Osha. Eidim not. So the Gemara answers, Osha Manikol. So Mele, according to Rameah, that Eidim is Mechayev Korban, so they can be Mechayev the Osham of Kiras Momenos. So in other words, there is no aspect of Chumre that Piv has as against Eidim. So the Gemara still asks, there is a Piv. In other words, we can still show that there is an aspect of Chumre that Piv has as against Eidim. Elo Maui Piv Shech Mechai Lechayesh. Chai Lechayesh. So the Gemara says, Holy Kash, Rav Chiya Kerav Miyas Shirom, Shehichen Mechai Lekom Mikau Lechayimea, Mechayev Lechayimish Mikau Lechayimea. Elo Maui Pi for that Gemara. So in other words, there is no aspect of Chumre that Piv has it against Eid. So maybe we can use it also. Now the Gemara mentions it here. Elo Maui Pi Shachinim Abak Choshev Azome Tima Beidim Sheyesh No Abak Choshev Azome. We see that in one respect, so Piv is more chomor than Eidim. Once Piv says that he owes money, even if Eidim will be makhashim, or if Eidim will be mazimim, so his hidoye is not reported, because the halacha is he does baldin kimei Eidim dome, even if there would be two Eidim who testify against him. So Piv has a certain chumre that his hidoye cannot be rebutted. If Piv is made it, if the Valdomar himself is made it, that he owes money, so then he has to pay, even if that idoy is followed by a testimony of two Eidim which contradicts his idoy. So it's Chom. Masheinke Eidim are Mechayev, but Eidim can only be Mechayev as long as this Haggadah Eidim is not contradicted by other Eidim who are Makhish, or by other Eidim who are Mazim. For the moment, other Eidim are Mazim, so then the Dagode of the first cut is completely negated, and even if the other Eidim are not Mazim, but just Makhish, so it's playing play, so Bezmi cannot be Mechayev on the basis of the Dagode of the first cut. So in other words, so in one sense, in one respect, Piv is more homo, is stronger than Eidim, because the Doya of Piv cannot be Mukhesh, cannot be Muze. In face of Akosh, in face of Azol, it remains standing. Masha'in can not go to save him, so that becomes frustrated in face of Akosh and Azol. So we have one aspect in which Piv and the Chumre is against him. Elo Mal Piv Shri Makosh Azol, Tuna Be'edim, Sheyesh Makosh Azol. Elo Asi Be'edah. So now, so that is really Piv. In other words, we cannot learn it out. We cannot learn out just from, we cannot learn out Eidim from Piv. Because in order to learn out Eidim from Piv, we must establish that Piv is always relatively tall as against Eidim. But there is an aspect in which it is Mohammed, but we learn out the two Eidim capable of being Mechayvish way from the fact that the Dechot is capable of being Mechayvish. And the Dechot is always relatively tall as against Eidim. Elo Asimida. So in other words, so it's not a Kawachemer of Eidim from Pi, but it's a Kawachemer of Eidim from Idech. If an Idechot, which is relatively tall, it's not as homo as Agodas to Eidim. So even that which is relatively tall is homo enough to be Mechayev Shvuye, so Eidim, which is relatively homo, certainly should be homo enough to be Mechayev Shvuye. Umay, Idechot Shein Mechayev. Mechayev Shvuye, Eidim Shechayev Shvuye, Ein Eidim Shemechayev Shvuye. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, Mali Dechot Shechein Al Ma Sheu Meidu Nisba. Thema behaving shall mashik of Paronishta. In other words, so we cannot learn out, we cannot learn out aiding from the aiding from the because too in the heart is relatively cow as against aiding. Idechot cannot be machayed on, aiding can be machayed on. I mean, there is no doubt about that. But the idechot, when idechot is machayed shuwe, so what is machayed shuwe? Is machayed the mitzvah to swear to contradict the idechot. So in other words, the idechot is machayed the mitzvah to swear on what the idechot testifies. Rubin says to Shimon, you owe me all the dollars. Shimon says, la dam. So the idechot is machayed Shimon to swear to contradict that Agudat Idechot. Masheinke, now, as far as swearing on what the Eid is Nishba, so we don't need any droshe regarding two Eidim, because if two Eidim, as far, because when two Eidim testify that he owes a certain sum, so that he has to pay. So there is no need for shvuah. So when Rav Chiya establishes his alochet with alochimea, his chiddush is that even though the Eidim do not say that he owes the other 50, the Eidim say the other 50 we don't know. We only know that he owes 50. So the mitzvah has to swear on the other 50. So we don't have such an alochet that an idechot can be mechayet a shvui on the other 50. Such a halacha we don't have on the other 50. So Meile, how can we learn out that two Eidim can be Mechayev, a Shvue, can be Mechayev Litva, to swear on that which they do not testify from the fact that the Dechod is Mechayev the Litva to swear on what he testifies. Two Eidim are more homo than the Dechod. So whatever an Dechod can accomplish, so two Eidim can also accomplish. But in respect to the subject matter of the Haggadah, and Mashu made, so they are two Eidim are Mechayev Momet. So we want to know as to whether two Eidim can be Mechayev Shvuah and what the two Eidim do not testify. So how, if we don't have such a halacha that an Idechot can be Mechayev, the need what you swear and what it doesn't testify. So how can you learn out of Talchim? It's a different matter altogether. So Mali Dechot Shekhinah Mashmeyu the Nidva Tema Be'edim Shal Mashukha Faronit. So in other words, this is not B'teir HaSpircha, you see, that's not like the Gemara said Mali Pif Shekhinah Nakhosh Va'azomeh. When the Gemara said Mali Pif Shekhinah Nakhosh Va'azomeh, so that is B'teir HaSpircha. Here, it's not shayach to learn out the Kol HaChemer and something else. Of course, what is more chomor should have what is more chomor. Let's say if we have two premises, one premise is relatively calm, the other premise is relatively chomor. So then we learn out if there is a certain chomor that the premise which is relatively calm has, so the premise that is relatively chomor certainly should have that chomor. But here, we only see that the premise that is relatively kal has the chumra of being the chayv al mashu meid. As far as mashu meid is concerned, by two eidim, there is more than that. So is the chayv mome. So and we are trying to deduce that two eidim could be chayv al mashu meid, al mashu meid, al mashu meid. So this is not something. This is not the kind of a chumra that the premise that his skull has. The premise that his skull doesn't have the tchumre. So how can we learn out the galachena? So it's not just a pirche. I mean, in other words, that you couldn't learn out the galachena in such a way. Tema b'edin shal mashukha faronit. Elo omar afwa. Ose migil gul shwe deida. Say nechnam. We couldn't learn out the galachena. To aid from Idechot, because to Ikalachena we can only learn out that if a relatively cow premise has a certain chumre, so the relatively homo premise certainly has a chumre.
But Eid has only the chumre of being mashbia al mashu mei. Al mashu mei. And in regard to Eid, al mashu Eid, he has to pay. So, but Eid does not have the chumre of being mashbia the nitva al mashu eni mei. So, we couldn't learn out of, but learn out not from Idechot, but from Gilgush with Idechot. In other words, suppose there is a loch of Gilgush. So we learn it out from the Pasuk in Seif. We offer each omen omen. Omen mi zeh, omen mi shachet. Omen mi shachet. So even though the Kayim is directly must be her, that she was not mizane with that man with whom there was kinu istir. But since the Kayim is mashbiah, in regard to the is mashbiah her, and the possible news that there might have been with the man with whom there was kinu istir, some man the Kayim can be mashbiah, and mishacher also. Mishacher also. So we learn out from that the halacha of Yerushua. So suppose someone became mechuyev vishui al deidechot, and then the teyeh and the teveya had another taine, the other taine, which on the score of which the mitva did not have to swear, but since the mitva has to swear on the score of one taine, so he can be nishba on the score of another taine also. That's the halacha of Gilgushui. So in other words, So that means that Gilgul Shvur the Idechot, so through the Idechot, the Mitva has to swear on something that the Idechot didn't testify. So Mele, so we learn how the Kolochena. If the Idechot, which is relatively calm, not as homeless to Eid, so he is able to be Mashbia, the Mitva, on something that he didn't testify. Through the Aloch of Gil. So Mele, to Eidim, should certainly be able to be Mashbia the Mitva on something that they didn't test. On the other hand, as to which they didn't test. So the Gemara says, Mali Gil Gushwidi Dechot, Shechen Shvur Girer Shvur. So there is a beard. Because over there, so the reason as to why the mitva has to swear on something that the Idechot didn't testify, because there is one shwe that is given another shwe. But him abeidim, so here there is no one shwe that should be given another shwe. That's a pirch. Till the moment come chay. So the Gemara says, piv yechiyah. Mali piv. Mali piv. So in other words, so piv, so it's not shwe gerer shwe. And still it's Mechayev Yishuwe, so Eidim also. Mali Piv Shechenina Bakroshe, Idechot Yishuyah. Sheyeshnei Bakroshe Mechayev Yishuwe. Mali Idechot Shechenina Mashi Meidim Yishba, Tima Beidim Shal Mashi Kofamon Yishba, Piv Yishuyah. Bechot Zeradim, Loi Rize Kerize, Loi Rize Kerize, Hasad Hashove Sheben, Shal Ditaynu Kvira Yim Boim Vinishba, Afani Oveidim, Shal Ditaynu Kvira Yim Boim Vinishba. So in other words, so the Maskona of the Gemara is that we do not learn it out from Piv alone, we do not learn it out from the Dechot alone, we learn it out from the two of them. So before the Gemara assumed that we learn it out from one fence. Now the Gemara says, no, we do not learn it out from one milani, not from one premise, but from two premises, from two milani. So, but, according to Rashi, and that's the Girsa that Rashi had, so the Maskona of the Gemara, now at first the Gemara said that we should learn it out from Pivalon. Then the Gemara said, no, from Pig alone we cannot learn it out. We can learn it out from Idechot alone. Just Idechot, not Yudish with Idechot, but Idechot. So then the Gemara said, no, from Idechot alone we cannot learn it out. Because Idechot alone, so he is Mechayiv Shvui al Ma'u Shemei. And as far as the subject matter of Mashu Mei is concerned, so by two Eidim he has to pay. So we want to learn how that the two Eidim can be Mechayiv Mashi'ini Mei. So we don't see that Chumre possessed by Idechot. That Chumre possessed by Idechot. So then the Gemara says, no, we learn it out from Gilgul Shvuyeh the Idechot alone. So then the Gemara raises a pirche against this Yalfuseh, So then the Gemara says, no, we do not learn it out from Gild and Shvuyeh, the Hidechot alone, but we learn it out from Pivah Hidechot. Now, that's the Maskon of the Gemara. Now, the question is this. In the Maskon of the Gemara, that we do not learn it out from one premise, but from two Melamdim, from two premises. So from which two premises do we learn it out? Do we learn it out from Piv and Gilgul Shvuyeh de Dechot, or we learn it out from Piv and really Dechot, not Gilgul Shvuyeh de Dechot? So Rashi Shitayitz, and that's Rashi's Yosef, that in the Maskon of the Gemara, so that we learn it out from two Melamdim, so we learn it out from Piv and Idechot Mamish, not Gilgul Shvuyeh de Dechot. So it was only as long as the Gemara thought that we could learn it out from one Muhammad, from one premise, so then we couldn't learn it out. We couldn't learn it out from Idechot alone. From Idechot alone. Because Idechot is Al-Mashimeidini, Batima Baby, Shal-Mashimeidini. Mashi came, according to Maskon of the Gemara, that we could not learn it out from one Muhammad. And we have to deduce it from two Muhammad, from two premises. So then we don't have to resort to the Melamed of Gilgul Shvuyeh Idechot. Then we can learn it out from Idechot, from real Idechot. Real Idechot together with Piv. Because then we can, so Rashi is like this. You see, if we learn it out just from Idechot, there is one Melamed, then we cannot say, if Idechot, which is relatively cow, has the Chumrah of being Mechayev Shvuyeh Idechot, so Eidim, which is relatively Chumrah, certainly has the Chumrah. Because then we can say, Idechot, which is relatively cloud, has the Chumrah of being Mashbiah just al Mashimei. But Meir HaTei said that that which is Chumrah should be able to be Mashbiah even al Mashimei. So I mean, it's so you can say, Dialog Madil is Kenitin, and we don't even have to resort to dying. Here it's, we don't even if there hadn't been a halacha of dying, we still couldn't learn how that kalachena. But it's dying also naturally. So, but now that Gemara comes to the conclusion that we learn it out from two milamdim, so many le, this is not a pirch and effect of the dechot. So then we can learn it out from piv plus really dechot, not the gilgush way of the dechot, really dechot. So then we cannot say Mali Dechot. So in other words, then we cannot say Mali Dechot Shechina Mashimeidu Nishba. We cannot say that Mali Dechot Shechina Meid Shechina Mashimeidu Nishba. Because we can say True Dechot Dechot itself is a Meidu Nishba. But there is another Melame. And Piv is Al Mashimeidu Nishba. This is Rashi Shite. Of course it's a Chidesh, but this is Rashi Shite. And but there are Gesheni, many Gesheni, who are Chilik on Rashi, and they have another Girse. And the old Girse was not Mali Dechot. Now here, what is Rashi's Girse? That's the Girse that we have. Mali Piv Shechen Makroshi Dechot Mufila, Shiesh Makroshi, Amchai Vishwe. Mali Dechot Shechen Omashi, Meidu Nishba. Mali Dechot Shechen Omashi, Meidu Nishba. Teimare, so the old Girse in Shas was not Mali Dechot. Mali Dechot Shechin al Meid to Nishba. Because if we are given Spal Dash al Meid Nishba, so that implies that the Adam al Ameid, I mean over and above Piv, is really Dechot, not Gilgush really Dechot. But the old Girse was Mali Dechot Shechin Shvuo Girere Shvuo. So then the Gemara says, Piv Yechia. That's the old verse. So in other words, Mali Dechot Shechein Shvuo Gerere Shvuo Shechein
Schwur gerar Schwur. So the Gemara says, Piv Yechiach. That's the old girl. So in other words, and that's the girl saying.
Of the Avdigenim, of the Rimigash. In other words, and they reject this girl say. Our girl say, Rashi's girl say. And they say that just as we couldn't learn out from Midechot alone, why? Because Mali Dechot. Shechein al Mashim Meyudu Nishba. Shechein al Mashim Meyudu Nishba. So here too, so even when we learn it out from two Milamdim, but if one of the Milamdim is al Mashim Meyid, so we couldn't learn it out. Now what's the Machlekes? This is a Machlekes, the Machlekes between Rashi and the Rimigash is on this question. I mean, it has to do with the Al-Pusim. I mean, there is no story in this. In other words, you see, when the Gemara said Mali Dechot, when the Gemara assumed that Mali Dechot, Shechein al Mashu Mei Benishba. So what is it? So we could say it's a Pirch. This is certainly a good Pirch. I mean, it's not weaker than the Pirch of Mali Piv Shechein Eina Vachoshev Azom. So this is a Pirch. Or we don't have to resort to Pirch. I said before, we don't have to resort to Pirch. But apparently, according to Rashi, so the whole Kasha of Gemara, Mali Dechot Shechein al Mei Shemei Denishba, so it doesn't undermine the whole Yalfusi. But the fact that the Dechot is al Mashi Mei Denishba is a Pirch. So mainly, if it's only a Pirch, as Rashi holds, if we learn it out from two Milamdim, then we must have a Pirch against both premises. But if we just have, that's the advantage of two Milamdim. Because when we have one Milamed, so we can defeat the Al-Fuse by finding a Pirch against that one Milamed. But we have two Milamdim, so in order to defeat the Al-Fuse, we must find a Pirch that is common to both Milamdim. But if we find a Pirch that is peculiar to one Melamed and not to the other Melamed, to the other premise, so then we cannot defeat the Al-Fusi. So Rashi holds that Mali Dechot Shechein al Mei Shemei de Nishba is not destructive of the whole Al-Fusi, because there is no, I mean, because it's a new getter altogether. It's another question altogether. It's a Pirch. Since it's a Pirche, so as long as it was assumed that the whole Al-Fuse is deduced from Idechad alone, so then it's a good Pirche. Mashenke, if we say that we learn it out from Tumilamdin, so then a Pirche, and this is only a Pirche against one, not against the other. So Memele, the Al-Fuse is not a Pirche. Mashenke, in the Rimika, she holds that Mali Dechot Shechein al Mei Shemei de Nishba is not just the Pirch and Yalfuses. This is a Svore. In other words, that means there is no Yalfuse Mitzvah Svore. We cannot have a Yalfuse. So Memele, since Mitzvah Svore, we cannot have a Yalfuse on account of the fact that it's different Gdori. A Dechot is Mechayev al Mashi Umei, whereas two Eidim. So is Mechayev al Mashi Umei, so Mitzvah Svore we cannot have a Yalfuse. It's not because of the Pirche. Since it's Mitzvah Svore, so even if we have two Milamdim, but if Mitzvah Svore, one Milamid cannot serve as a Milamid, one premise cannot serve as a Milamid, so the whole Yalfuse is both. That's the Machlekes between Rashi and the Rimiyash. All right. Toma Behidim Shal Mashi Kofal Amirba. So Piv Yechiyach. V'chozer Adim. Loy Rize Kirize, Loy Rize Kirize. Hatzad HaShoveh Shoveh, Shal Yidei Tainu Kvirein Boim V'Nishba. Afan Yogeidim, Shal Yidei Tainu Kvirein Boim V'Nishba. Now the question is this. We understand very well as to why the Rimigash cannot accept Rashi's Pshat. Because Rashi, the Rimigash holds, the Rimigash and all the Rishenim who accept the old Girse in Shas and reject this Girse. So we understand very well because they hold that Malahi Dechot Shechino Mashimedin Nishba, Tima Beidin Shomashikofaron Nishba, is not just a fear of him. This is a sword. In other words, we couldn't learn out. It's one from the other when it's different Gdorim. One is Mechayev Yishvuye al Mashiach Meit, and the other is Mechayev Yishvuye al Mashiach Meit. So we understand very well. But the question is, why didn't Rashi, in other words, after all, the old Girse was not the Girse that Rashi accepted. So in other words, so Rashi deliberately rejected the old Girse. He rejected the old Girse. In other words, the old Girse was Mali Gilgul Shvui Dechot, Shechin Shvui Gerashu. So then Pim Yechia. So Rashi rejected the old Girse. Even though Rashi doesn't say, I mean, usually Rashi mentions, but sometimes Rashi does. Anyway, Rashi rejected the old Girse. After all, what's wrong with the old Girse? The old Girse is better. All right, so we can understand Rashi. It's not so difficult. Rashi holds that the whole Kashi of Gemara, Mali Dechash Hamechi Nishbai, is only Viteras Pirche. It's not on the basis of Svot. But certainly, if what now the Gemara mentioned the Yalfuse of Yudish Wedi Dechot, but then the Gemara raised the Pirche against the Yalfuse from that Milamed alone. But we certainly could deduce this aloche of Rebchiye from the two milamdim of Piv and Gilgul Shvui Deidel. So why did and that is in line with the old Girse. So why did Rashi reject the old Girse and change the Girse of the Gemara when it seems more simple? According, the Gemara seems more simple according to the old Girse. So then there is no big Chiddush. So then we learn out from Gilgul Shvui Deidechot plus P. So now it's from Gilgul Shvui Deidechot alone. We couldn't, because against that we have a Pirche. A Mali Gilgul Shvui Deidechot Shechin Shvui Gerah Shvui. That's only a Pirche, that's not a Tratzvah. So since the Pirche of Shvur Gerar Shvur is peculiar only to the Melamed of Gilgul Shvur Deidechot, it's not common to the Melamed of Piv. So anyway, by using two Melamed, so we can learn out. So why did Rashi reject the old Girse? And he changed the Girse so that the Bamamatzino is learned out from Idechot and Pif, not Dilgush with Idechot, but Idechot, really Idechot and Pif. Now, suppose we learn it out from Dilgush with Idechot. Suppose we learn it out from Dilgush with Idechot and Pif. From Dilgush with Idechot and Pif. So there are two milamets. So in other words, each milamet is relatively calm as against Eight. Now, there is a loch of Gilgul Shvui. There is a machlekes reshein. Suppose one is chayev a Gilgul Shvui, but he is in the yochel ishba on the Gilgul Shvui, on the second Shvui, that is Migul. He is in the yochel ishba. Now, in regard to a direct Shvui, not Gilgul Shvui, so there is a loch mitirshin yochel ishba, Mishal. The question is, Machlekes Rishaini, suppose he's in the Yochel Ishba on the Gilgul Shvui. On the Gilgul Shvui. So do we say, since he's Mechuyev Ishvui, on the second matter, because of Gilgul, and he cannot swear, so Mimele, he cannot swear for whatever reason, because he says, in Yedei has to death three. On which is Mechuyev the Shvir Shvuham Gulgalis. So for whatever reason, let's say if we say that when one is a Choshut and a certain shvuyah, so he's also applied the din of Mitzvah Yochel Yerushalayim. He is a Yochel Lishba and the second shvuyah, and the shvuyah Megolgal. So most Rishayim say that we do not apply the aloche of Mitzvah Yochel Lishba Mishalayim Gabi Yodosh. The Gabi is direct shvuyah, so that's the aloche. So that there's the aloche, that's the chiyuv shvuyah. Either you swear or you pay, and if you don't swear, let it be because you can't swear, so you have to pay. Masha'inkil, he got the Gilgul Shvuah, which is not a halacha. So when is the halacha of Gilgul? If he can't swear, there is a halacha of Gilgul. But if he can't swear, there is no halacha of Gilgul. So he's spot. Most Rishonim say that regarding Gilgul Shvuah, the Shvuah and Bulgeles, so we do not say, Mitrich Shin Yochel Lishba Mishalim. Now you see, there is another Machlek of Hashem. The other Machlek of Hashem is, suppose that you'll see that the Doshit is mentioned in Sinan Tzadigdalet. So there is also a Machlek of Hashem. That's another question. It's nothing to do with this question. Suppose the first Shvuah, so is in Yochel Lishba and the first Shvuah. The mitzvah is in Yochel Lishba and the shvuyah that is bechuyah. So the male has to pay. So the question is, since he pays and he doesn't swear, is it migalgul another shvuyah? And the other shvuyah he can't swear. So and that there is also a machlokes Rishonim, but that's another shayla. In other words, that should be so. There are some Rishonim who say that if the first shvuyah that he swears, that he's mechuyah, the direct shvuyah, that he's mechuyah, so he doesn't swear because he can't swear, and the melee he pays, so melee it's not migalgel, a shvuyah, and another mitzvah, and another tree, and the mitzvah. And there's some Rishonim who say, no, since the reason as to why he pays in the first shvuyah is because he's highly shvuyah and he doesn't swear. So the basis for his chiyuv to pay is also a shvuyah. So maybe even though he doesn't swear, he pays. So it's still a galgal shvuyah. That's one machlokes. But I'm not concerned now with that machlokes Rishonim. But I'm concerned now with the machlokes Rishonim in regard to the question whether the first shvuyah that he is mechuyev, so that he swears. Then, and that is Mechayev, the Mitzvah, another Shvuah, and on the Shvuah Mugugeles, he's in Yochel Lishba. He's in Yedea. On the tree of the Shvuah Mugugeles, he says in Yedea. So the question is, do we say, Mitzvah Yochel Lishba Mishalom Ligabi the Shvuah Mugugeles or not? So most Rishonim say, no, we don't say. Some Rishonim say, we do say. Now, according to the Shita of most Rishonim, that we do not apply the principle of Mitrich Shin Yochel Lishba Mishalei Ligabi Shvuah Mugulgeles. So then we find ourselves in a dilemma. Now let's say according to the Rimigash. The Rimigash says that in the Maskone of the Gemore, so the two Milamdim, Apiv, is one Milamed, the second Lamed is Gilgul Shvuah Dechot. Gilgul Shvuah Dechot. Now, according to the Shita of Moses Rishonim, that regarding Gilgul Shvuah, we do not apply the din of Mitrich Shin Yochel Lishba Mishalei. So Gilgul Shvuah Dechot, we do not say Mitrich Shin Yochel Lishba Mishalei. So suppose the Mitzvah will be in Yedea in respect to the Gilgul Shvuah, to the Tzvieh of the Ashua and Gugeles, so then we'll be potter. Now, since we learn out according to the Rimigash, Hakodah Seidim is Mechayev Shvuah, the Shvuah that Hakodah Seidim is Mechayev, from the two Milamdim, from Piv and Gilgul Shvuah Dechot. So assuming, like most Hashem, that Ligabish the Shvuah Mugugeles, we don't apply the din of Mitrich Shin Yochel Lishba Mishalei. So in other words, so Gilgul Shvuah Dechot, so the premise of Gilgul Shvuah Dechot has a certain kule. It cannot it cannot be mechayev tashlumim in case the mitzvah can't swear. We don't apply the din. So that's a kule, inherent, in the premise of Gilgul Shvuyeh Deidechot. So then it will follow that the halacha of Mitzvah Shni Yochelish Bamishalei should not apply to the Shvuyeh that Eidim HaMechayev. Let's say in the case where Rubin says to Shimon, you owe me $100. You owe me $100. And then two Eidim say that he owes him at least 50. The other 50 he doesn't. The other 50 the Eidim don't know. And then the mitzvah is mechuyev to swear. But suppose the mitzvah can't swear on the other 50. Because the mitzvah says in yedeya in respect to the other 50. He's not sure about the other 50. So then is a mechuyev shvuyeh in Yochel Ishba. Now, so generally the principle is mitzvah shel Yochel Ishba is mishale. So that should apply. This applies to all shvuyeh. So in the case where Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and two Eidim testify, 50 they know that he owes, and then the other 50, so the mitzvah himself is not sure, so the melee, so on the basis of the general principle, you should say, mitzvah shel Yochel Ishba is mishale. But according to the Remigas shita, that the Alfuse of Hakodesh Eidim Mechayev Shvuyeh is deduced from two milamdim, from Piv and Gilgul Shvuyeh Deidechot. And Ligabi Gilgul Shvuyeh Deidechot, we do not apply the din of Mitzvah Shel Yochel Ishba Mishalei. So Mele, that means that the premise of Gilgul Shvuyeh Deidechot has a kulek, that it cannot impose Tashlumim in case where the mitzvah can't swear. Now, since the Shvuyeh of Agudas Tuelim is deduced from the Melamed of Piv and the Melamed of Yushvuyeh Deidechot, it should have the kules of each premise. It should have the kules of each premise. Now, on that point, there is a Machlekes Rishonim in Volokame. You should know that, the Gemara at the beginning of Volokame. So most Rishonim are of the opinion that where a certain halacha is deduced from two premises, and if one premise has a certain kule, so the nilmat must have the kules of each melamed. For example, now let's say now that the sheet of most Rishonim, but the other Rishonim who are the Rashbam, for example, is here. The Rashbam and the Rosh mentions a sheet that is also in line with the sheet of the Rashbam. Now Rav says that Avonei Sakinei Masoi Shaloi Yivkiro. Avonei Sakinei Masoi Shaloi Yivkiro. So, according to Shmuel, it's there. According to Rav, it's Mishere Lamadu. Mishere Lamadu. So, the Rashbam says that we learn it out according to Shmuel, according to Rav, that Mishere Lamadu, so in other words, so we learn it out from Tumulamu. From Sheir and Beir. So Tesis says the Kashe, if we learn it out from Sheir and Beir, so then it should be Potter Al Keli, because one of the Melamdi, Beir, has a Kule, that it doesn't impose any Chiyuvim for Keli. So this should also be Potter of Keli. And the Gemara says in so many words that according to Rav, that Avonei Sakinei Masoi Shaloi Yivkirot, so we learn out. So then he's Mishir Lamadu. So he's Chayv Al Keli. So Teisa says, no, we learn it out. It's not from Sheir and Beir. We learn it out just from Sheir, from Keren. That's what we learn it out. Not from Shem Regel, which is Shem Regel, it's for the Vishas Rabbi. But, so Teisa's shita is that if Avonei Sakinei Masoi Shaloi Yivkirot had been deduced from Sheir and Beir, then it would have the kule of Beir too. Now the Rosh, but the Rashbam is Chelek. zu der Rashbam Israel, ich kenne den Rosh und so Menschen, sie schitte. We got the things that we learn out from ancient Beria, from ancient Beria, Kisovim Oshinofo, and so on. So he also mentioned such a shit as a Rishayim, that even though we learn it out from Tumel Amdin, it does not necessarily mean that it must conform to the kules of each one. Alright, so anyway, so there is a shit as a Rishayim, that it does not have to conform to the kules of each one. The Rashbam shit is like that. But most Rishayim say that where a Dovah HaNilmah is deduced from Tumel Amdin, then the Dovah HaLomid necessarily has to conform to the kules of each one. Now, so according to that chitta of most Rishayim, now, let's say, so mele we can understand as to why Rashi rejected, as to why Rashi rejected, Now, so we can understand as to why Rashi rejected the old Gilson of the Rimigash. Why did Rashi reject? After all, it would be much simpler if we accepted the old Gilson Shas. And then the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that is imposed by Akoda Seidin would be deduced from Piv and Gilgul Shvuyeh Deidah. Then we would have no problem. Mashiach came if we... So Gilgul Shvuyeh Deidah. So then that would be much simpler. It wouldn't involve any chidushim. Now that Rashi says that according to Maskon of the Gemara, he changes the old Gilson. And according to Maskon of the Gemara, so we learn out from Piv and Idechot Mamish, not Gilgush where the Idechot. So then we have a big chidush that even though in respect to one premise, so it's al Mashimeyu de Nishba, whereas in 280 in Sal Mashimeyu, we still can learn out a Yalfuse from Tumulam, which is a big Chidesh. So the answer is this, Rashi changed the Girse, because he felt, if we accept the old Girse, then we become involved in the problem. Because if we accept the old Girse, the Girse of the Remigash, So the Shvuyeh that Akoda Seidin is Mechayev, the Mitvah is deduced from which to Melamed? From the Melamed of Piv and the Melamed of Yom Shvuyeh. Now, Rashi apparently agrees with the Shita of most Rishayim. Shita of most Rishayim. That Ligabi Shvuam Gulgeles, we do not apply the din of Metir Shem Yochel Mishba Mishalim. So if someone is Mechayev Yilgul Shvuah, a Shvuam Gulgeles, and he cannot swear, so he doesn't swear and he doesn't fail. Now, and Rashi also agrees with the Shite of most Rishonim that whenever a certain Lomid is deduced from Tumel Amdin, so then the Dovah HaLomid must necessarily conform to the Kules of each Melamed. So then, if once we accept these two assumptions, number one, both assumptions are in accordance with the Shita of most Rishonim. Number one, like most Rishonim, that Ligabi Shvuam Gulgeles, we do not apply the principle of Yitir Shem Yochel Mishba Mishalim. Number two, that whenever a Dovah HaLomei is deduced from Tumel Amdin, so the Dovah HaLomei necessarily has to conform to the kule of each melamed, so then we must come to the conclusion that even though every shvuy, so if he cannot swear, so he pays, let's say, if someone is mechuyev shvuy of pidyon miktzas, if he cannot swear, so he says chayv shiyadane, chayv shlo yadane, so he pays shvuy seidechot, if he cannot swear, so he pays shvuy hashomri, if he cannot swear the shvuy of nenso. He doesn't know himself whether it was Nenzon after the evening. So then he pays, but there will be an aberration. Ligabi the Shvuyeh, the two Eidim HaMechayev, there we do not apply the deen of the Tesh Yochel Mishba Mishalim, and that seems unreasonable to Rashi. So that's why Rashi was forced to change the old Girse and to say that according to Maskonel Gemore, once we assume that the Yalfuse is not from one Milamed, but from two Milamdim, so then the two Milamdim are not Gilgush really the Dechod and Piv, but really Dechod and Piv. So, as a result of that the Yalfuse is from really Dechod and Piv, now Idechod, Ligabe, the Milamed of Idechod, so has the Humre of Mitzchim Yochum Yisba Mishalei, and Piv has the Humre of Mitzchim Yochum Yisba Mishalei. So Mele, the Shmuye that is imposed upon the Nitva by the Agoda of Tuedi also has the Humre of Mitzchim Yochum Yisba Mishalei. Masheike, according to the Rimigas Pshat, so then, if in other words, if we'll accept both shittes of Rav Rishayim, so then we'll have to say, in other words, if we assume, like most Rishayim in respect to the question that Shvua Mbulgele, so we do, does not have the Chumra of the Shiyokhli Bamshale. And also, like most Rishayim, that wherever Dovar HaLomeit is deduced from Tum Lamdim, so the Lomeit must necessarily conform to the kule of each lamed, so then we have to come to the conclusion that while all shvuyes have a chumre of mitzvah yochli v'mishalei, but the shvuyah that is imposed by Agudas Tuedim, so the gabi that shvuyah doesn't apply the principle of mitzvah yochli v'mishalei. This is the Bishalei, this is. All right. Now the Gemara the kasha. Malat hadashove shebehem. Shechein hu zakachon, teima be'edin, shechein hu zakachon. So there are some Rishenim Shidim Kovetzes who explain it as a pirche, but most Rishenim Shidim Kovetzes, I mentioned last time, they don't explain it on the basis of the pirche. They explain it, they say, in other words, how can you learn out that two edim, amechai lishvuyeh, and he swears, and we accept lishvuyeh, but since Tuedim said that he owes 50, he said he don't ladam, so that means he was demonstrated as a captain. So Mele, how can we accept the shvut? So it's not on the basis of fear. So the Gemara answers, no, he's not a captain. He's not considered as a gazlan. Why? Because of Ishtamudikom Ishtam. So the Gemara answers, Tuedim was a captain, there's a terrors of the Gemara. From Ravid Barov, you have Chizdeh. Hakeva milve kosheleides, bifikodin posleides. Elo porichot. So what is the porichot? Elo porichot. Marli hatzad ha-shove shebehem, shechein einon biteras ha-zomim. Teima be'edim, sheyeshnon biteras ha-zomim. Now, before, when the Gemara thought, that the Yalfuse of Rebchir is a Kalchina from Piv alone, so then Gemara mentioned the Pirche. Mal Piv Shechilene Bakosh Vazom. So Piv has an aspect of Chumre that Edim do not possess. It can never be rebutted to Akoshe or to Azome. Mashikin Edim, so Anato Homo as never to be rebutted. So that was the pirche that the Gemara raised in connection with Yalfuse, which consisted of Edim from Pivelo. Now that the Gemara say that the Yalfuse is not from one Milamed, but from two Milamedim, so we cannot raise that pirche. Mali Piv Shechinim Bakosh Vazomet, because in order to have a pirche against Milamdim, so we must have a pirche, we must mention a pirche that conforms to both Milamdim, not a pirche that conforms just one Milamdim. But, you see, now, in Akhoshe and Azome, there are two aloches. Let's say Azome. So there are two aloches. So one aloche of Azome is that if, let's say, two Eidim testify and then two other Eidim are matzin them, so that rebuts, it nullifies the first Agode. In other words, it's Kivarev that the first Agode is Sheker. And then there is also Aloche of Asisa and Kashazon of Asloch. That the first Eidim, the first Kat Eidim, whose testimony was demonstrated, falls to Azome, to the Mazimi, so they have to give a certain penalty. They have to pay a certain penalty. All right, what is it? So there are two things. Now, let's say when Idecho testifies something. Idecho testifies, and then he's miserable. So the fact that Hazome negates and rebuts the first Agode, so that applies to Idecho testimony of Idecho also. If Idecho testifies and then he is Nizem, so that rebuts the Hagode of Idecho. But then the other Aloch of Asisli Kashazom of Asislochi, that does not apply to a Hagode of Idecho, because and the Yachod is not the higher moment, so anyway, we cannot say Vasisil Kashadam Lashlochi, only when two Eidim testify. So they are the higher moment, then they are Nizem. So in addition to the rebuttal of the first Agode, so it also imposes a penalty upon the Nizum. Mashinkin, when the Yachod testifies, and then the Yachod's Agode is Nizumist, so then it the Agode of the Yachod is rebutted. But the penalty doesn't apply because the Dechot, the outset wasn't Mechayev anymore. So now the Gemara asks, Elopori Chochi, Mal Asad Hashem Sheben Shechineino Mitein Asazome Shechineino. So before, when the Gemara assumed that the Alpus of Kapchir is from Pival home, so then the Pirche was Shechineino Ba'azome, not Shechineino Mitein Asazome, Shechineino Ba'azome Klal. Because P not only cannot be penalized as a result of a hazome take place against the P, but it cannot even be rebutted, because once the P is made there, even if two Eidim will be mazim him, so it will still have to pay. So it cannot be rebutted. So there the Gemara asks, Shechenino ba'azome klal, Mashenke now that the Alfuse is from Tumelam. So we cannot say Mali Pivi Dechot Shechenino Bazome, because Idechot is Yeshni Bazome, the rebuttal element that applies to Idechot, but the penalty element doesn't apply to Idechot. So now the Gemara asks, Malatzad Hashem Sheben Shechenino Betechot Hazome, neither Piv nor Idechot can be subjected to any penalty as a result of the Hazome taking place against the Piv or against the Idechot. So in other words, so that means that both Lamdim have a certain chumrah. They cannot be punished as a result of Hazome. Neither Piv can be punished as a result of Hazome, nor Idechot can be punished as a result of the Hazome taking place against the Gavra. So the two Lamdim have a certain chumrah that the Lomi does not have. So Mele shouldn't be able to learn out this Lomi from the two Lamdim. So the Gemara answers, Malas Hashem Shovei Shechinim Tiras Hazome, Ima Beidim Sheyesh Nom Bitiras Hazome. So the Gemara answers, Holy Kasher Repchie Tiras Hazome Lui Pov. Repchie holds that this is not a Pirche. If you could show that both Piv and Idechot are not capable of being reported to Hazome in Ochaname, then it would be a good Pirche. But the fact is, that Azome is chal on Idechot, but the penalty element is not chal. Why isn't the penalty element not chal? Because he was not Zoma. In other words, the penalty element can be chal when there is Zoma. Mashiach came Idechot at the very outset, he was not Zoma to be Mechayev Momen. Even if we say that I raised the question, I discussed it, I mean, whether basically it's a chiyuv moment, but he can patter himself for shvue, or basically it's a chiyuv shvue, no matter what we say, even if we say that basically Hagodes Dechot is a chiyuv moment, but a nitva can patter himself for shvue, so in final analysis, the Idechot was not Zoman to Mechayim Omim because the Mitra had the alternative of patterning himself with Shmue. So the reason is why Hagudas Idechot when it's Nizeh, so the Idechot is not does not pay a penalty is because it was never Zoman. So maybe it cannot be considered as a Chumre, as a Chumre that the Idechot has is against the Idechot. As long as it's capable of being rebutted to Azomeh, so Memeile there is no peer. So Rav Chiya tells Azomeh upon. Now let's see the Rashi. The whole Rashi. Chimish Roshom and Gimur of the Beis. Chimish Roshom and Nishba and Kofa Mom and Mehide, Ksi Voim Kashi Yishom and Vashek. In Ba Kosh Va Azomeh. Im Heidu Le Mimon, Ubo Eidin Vikreshu Uleima, In Chochai Vikrumin Nifta Vikach. Veidu Az Baldin, Kimeyoni. יש לנו בקושי לזום, יש עם בואו שניים עידים ומחי של מלזימות, אין זה משל מומלפי. וחי וישבו את תונך אוויר עם הנוביות חו, ואימא עם הנוביות בכלום, וידך עוד מידי. שהוא חי ולהביא זה נשבר, רק שזה יחסי, ויוקו מידך עוד מישבו, וכל חרט עשו מיקום, אבל ישבו את קום. מה לידך עוד? כלומר, איך היה לזה שבועי לשניים בשביל ידחות, מה לידחות שכין על מה שאוהד מעיד ונשבע כלי? כי אם המשבוע את עדים שהם נשבע על מה שהעידו, אלו מה שלא העידו, ועל פירוסי הם נשבע, ולא יעדו סון. ומניים לכל האח מבוקח, הגיעו לשבועי את ידחות. אם נשחי לשבוע על ידחות, כדה מור ומרינון, ואוי סולוב טיינס אחרס, שלא יסו מוטל לסולוב שבועי. מגלגול איזה שבועי זויס ונשבע על שני... בגלגול שבועי דרעיס היא, אפילו בקדושים, ויום רואי אישו מן עומם, הרי על מה שלא יעיד או עיד ומשביע עיד, זאת איזה פרק רגע נראה, שכן שבועי גרר שבועי. עיד לכי ושבועי על מה שעיד, והשבועי גרר שבועי. תאים הבית מעלו לו שחמישים שעידו, אין לחיים ישראל שאלה, ואין כאן שבועי לקרא על יודן שבועי לשו, פיו יחיה. אם זה תאים יש על מה שכיפר הוא פיו לעיד או נשמע. אני כפיר איזה תאים, זה כיפר, אם בואי נגיד, וזה כפרון, על מה שכופרים לו זה כפרון, שם הוא לקיחש, שאידן נמון, והכי שלך זה כפרון, כי מבעילים, שבחה של כופר הקיל, ואין לי גם החמישים, הוא זה כפרון, והוא אינם על המילה שהוא עשו, יסיף עם דיס רשי, זה רשי doesn't explain it איזה פרחה, but רשי explains it, איזה קשה מצד הספורת, How can we learn out from a Kalachimah that he is Chai Vishwe and we give him Vishwe, but we shouldn't accept Vishwe? Hakev Emil Levin Al-Kula Bin Al-Miktas Ubo Eivit Vuachal Nishba Is Kosha Leit Vuhamrin Om Gazlen Vate Yerom Al-Tot Shit Roshe Eit Vichiv Nibil Vuhitzoy Nibla Vil Matzorach Vuhitzoy ויסובר עד אהב ליזוזה ופרנולי ומדולי נהש לי איתם ליד אבו עקיף על פיקודם אפילו על מקצס ובו ידעו אפוסל אידס אם היה אהב לגבי פיקודם השתמות לנפשי ושם אותימה עובד ממנו והשתמד לי עד המשכח לי וקמו מפיר כמקמינם בגוסי סעדה ואמרה האישה הייתה ביוד אינוקת לי so Rashi says that only עקיף וממיל even so is kosher again even though it was demonstrated that he was mishakei so he's not considered as a galvan, not considered as a rosh because we assume that he was only mishakei to defer payment because he had no money even though it's certainly osea minatora to be mishakei to be came from mommy in order to defer payment but people are mere teire in such things So the Melee doesn't become a Rosh, so he's not possible either. But suppose he'll be Kifa because even though he was Kifa the Mikzas, so then it's not Chayach to say he's doing it. Only Derech Ishtamu Nikom Ishtamei. So then he becomes possible either. He becomes possible either. The Eides and the Shvui is a Gazlan, like a regular Gazlan, like a regular Gazlan. Now the question is, why can't we say Ishtamu Nikom Ishtamei by Kifa because also? So Rashi says, Eino Kaname, we could say. But when do we say that Akiva B'Kodim into the Mikzas is possible Eides, where Eidim testified, number one, that he was Kefir, Mechaveri was Mishakir, and that while he was Mishakir, he had the other Mikzas B'Kodim in his possession. so he couldn't say that he was just out of money. But Hilch Name, if we don't know as to whether he had the other mixas of the Tikkodim in his possession, and there is a possibility maybe he was Mishia in the other mixas, so that's why he was Kefi on the other mixas, because he didn't have any cash to pay, so there he wouldn't be possible Eides either. But in the case where it is established that the mixas that he was Kefi he had in his possession all the time, so we know that it wasn't based upon any Ishtamudikum standard. Then he's a god. Then he's a god. Now, Teres HaZomer. Teres HaZomer, we shall not know that the Ramam, the Idechot Yehuzan Pot, Upiv Davidoi, Kolshkin, Vishay HaZomer Prav. Tema Be'edim, Yehuz V'chamishim, Sheyidu is the Shalmer Oren. Teres HaZomer Loi Porek, Chim, Chshuv Loi Pir, Vichidu the Idechot Yeshne Ba'azomer, Vipater Loi Dusei, Keide Shneidim, Im Havelo Neymar, Beidim Shu Yeshne Ba'azomer Lichayev Vishuo, Havu Meman Am Beidecho Michal Vishuo, Do Yeshne Ba'azomer Levatel Idusei, Vimishum De Mishal In Knas, Ein Beze Yifu Keach, La'amim Yifu. Now the Rav Amiri mentions two days. Now in regard to that, the Gemara has the Kashi. Mala Atzad HaShovel Shebehen, Shechein Lo Yuhur Zakafo. Tema Beidim, Shechein Hur Zakafo. Shechinu was a calf. So the Gemara answers, Veidim was a calf. Now, why? Because Ishtamudi comes down. Because Akiv will move in special ages. Now the question arises, does Rav Chiyas Kamaisis Halach, that Agones Eidim is Mechayim Yishuay, does it apply to Agones Eidim in Vikodin also, or it only according to this Gemara, it only applies to Agones Eidim in Milk, but it doesn't apply to Agones Eidim before. Suppose Ruvein says to Shimon that Mosarti Locho two chavots, two watches I was Mesa, two golden watches I was Mesa, baby cotton. And then the Shimon says, Lada, you won't me, so you didn't deposit any watches with me today. And two Eidim come and testify that they know that L'chol HaPochus one watch was deposited with Shimon, by Reuven, with Shimon. Well, the other watch they don't know. And suppose the Eidim testify, I mean, that when, not only do they know that one watch was deposited, but they also observe that while Shimon said, Ladam, you didn't deposit any watches with me, he had one watch in his possession. So in such a case, he would become postulated. Shimon would become postulated. So there is one chitza shame that he mentions. So in such a case, he's not chayav yishuah. Because the Gemara has the cash. Mal atzad HaShovel v'shechru the kafron, tim v'nishu the kafron. So mele, how can you learn out that Eidim am chayav yishuah? So the Gemara's tenets is lo yuhur kafron. But by pikudim lo yuhur kafron, so we certainly cannot learn out. So mele is, he's not chayav yishuah. So the Alfuse of Rabchiyah's Kamaise applies only to Hagodah Seidim in the milk, where we say, well, it's Lehuza Kafon, but it doesn't apply to Hagodah Seidim in the court. Then there's another sheet there, no, that it doesn't. Now let's see. It seems, I mean, that the first sheet is right. I mean, how could we argue with it? It becomes a godless. Now it's on page 26 in the Beis HaPchiyah. Pirshu Rabbein Sag, Shedivre Rabchiyah Einem Amurin Alo B'Mil, Hobi Pikodin, Rotsa Leima, Shetoa Nechavere Mono Libiot Cho Pikod, Pikof HaBichor, Ubo Eidem Al HaMishim, Ein Shvu El Asho, Shearein Kan Kawachim Amidu Aspiri Dechot, Shearef Sholeima,
מעל אלו שכנו יהוא זקפחון, תימא בפיקודן שהוא זקפחון. ואם נראה מכן, הויו מכל מוקי נתמר הדין למיובקי, אף על פי שכלבכם הרדלו לפיקודן, הו מכל מוקי יש שם טעם לא יתאג לו אספיב די לא מלעד עשה. ואין, שערי לי טעם, שהזכירו רבי סעי, אין לכל להפקיע דיר הרבחיה מפיקודן, אלו בשבועים שבשור שכופה רויה בשוסת. וזו הרי הופקו לשבועוסי מצד אחר, וזו שנעשה חושר על השם. So the rabbi sof of the miri, they say that in Achanam, the shvuye, the two eilis, the alfuse of repriye, the alfuse of repriye, only applies to agode seidim by mil, but it doesn't apply to agode seidim by pikot. So if Ruben says to Shimon, mono liviot chobi pikot, and Shimon says la adam, and two, and testify that half of that they know that was Nimsavi Pikod, and the other half they don't know, so he doesn't, so I call it Rabbi Yisof of the Rav Amiri, so he doesn't swear. And what's their swore? What's their reason? Because the only reason as to why I'm going to say this Mechai Nishwe is because of the Kal Mechimer Midras Pili Dechot. So, and the Gemara is the Kashi. Maleilu Shechem Yuhu Zekavchon. Tema Be'edim Shehu Zekavchon. So the Gemara's Teres was Lo Yuhu Zekavchon. But by because we Zehu Zekavchon, so maybe we cannot learn how to know. And the Mir Yisrael. Now, it should depend. Now, I mentioned that there are two Pshotim in the Gemara. When the Gemara raised the question, Malas Arashove Be'en Shechem Yuhu Zekavchon. Tema Be'edim Shechem Yuhu Zekavchon. So Rashi's shita is that it's not a pure. This is a swore. In other words, there is a contradiction in this kind of the opposite. In other words, you say that when Eidim testified that Shimon owes at least borrowed at least 50, the other 50 we don't know, so he has to swear on the other 50. But he was demonstrated as a gazlan. I mean, that's what the Mahalam is before. So how can we accept the Shvuah? So Mele, we couldn't learn how to the opposite. So it's a kasha mitar asvore, not on the basis of Pir. But then, the Al-Vishenim should go back there, who explain it on the basis of Pir. Now, so it all depends. If we say the Rabbeis of the Miri, the Rabbeis of the Miri, they held that the kasha of Gemara, Shechin Luhu Zakav Kontim Rishu Zakav, disappeared. So Gemara is a teret, so Be'edim Luhu Zakav Kontim, there is no pir. So there is no pir in respect to Agbo the Seidim by Milve, there is no pir. Mashen came in respect to Agbo the Seidim by Pikotin, there is a pir. So in other words, so that means, since there is a pirche, so with that Yalfuse, we can only learn out I'm going to say him by mil, but not I'm going to say him by Pikot. We cannot learn out. Because in respect to I'm going to say him by Pikot, there is a pirche. Mashein King, the Mir himself, he agrees with Rashi Shite, that this, when the Gemara has the Kashi, Malas Adashovash Ben Shechem Yuh, the Kavkol, it's not on the basis of pirche. It's a plain swore. I mean, if we cannot learn out the Yalfuse that we, if Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me, you borrowed $100, and Shimon says, La Adam, and 20.